Welcome to the Senior Hour. I'm your host, Dr. Thomas Pelucky. Dr. Jean Dorio and Barbara Cochran are taking a well-earned break, so you're going to have to put up with me for the next hour or so. Today, we're going to be talking about chronic pain. And you're once again listening to the Senior Hour on KHTS FM 98.1 AM 1220 and hometownstation.com. So today's show, I'd like to focus on chronic pain relief. It's been a passion of mine for the past 40 years, and I'd like to tell you why. I have not even taken an aspirin in the past 40 years, and now I know how crazy that sounds, but with the opioid crisis and a little known fact that even over-the-counter pain relievers, like the common stuff you could buy at a gas station or in the checkout counter at any supermarket, there's good research to show that they actually increase the frequency and severity of pain. We're going to talk about that a little bit, not to mention the dangerous side effects that even these over-the-counter medications have for the overwhelming majority of people out there. And I'm going to share the three best-kept secrets in natural pain relief that I've uncovered over the past 40 years. As I said, I haven't even taken an aspirin in 40 years. And again, I am not part of some insane religious cult or anything like that. It actually seems uncomfortable to say something like that. But isn't it just as weird that you are considered crazy if you're not taking some kind of medication on a regular basis, if you don't carry some form of medication on you 24/7? I have come to believe that to be the case, and most people who don't need it feel the same way. I'd like to share with you how so many people don't need constant medication in order to wake up feeling good, have energy throughout the day, go about their business, and just live their lives the way with a certain freedom from I can't go on vacation because I'll miss my pickup for my monthly medications. Now, all that being said, I am not here to bash drugs. You may absolutely need them, and I don't want to come off as, you know, some kind of religious zealot or anything. It's just that given the choice between actually being healthy and being dependent on medication that you could potentially not necessarily need for the rest of your life, I think most people would choose not needing to be on medication for the rest of their life. The problem is that most people aren't given that choice, that once they reach a certain point in their life, it's just expected to be on one medication after the other, and trading one symptom for one side effect, and then having to talk to your doctor about changing the medication to get a whole different set of side effects. And it's sad. It's sad what our health care system has become and what our media system has become as far as the incredible amount of weight they have in what we see as the advertising and even inside of the content of many of our forms of entertainment is now just this constant message of, you know, another, there's a pill for every ill. And I want to let you know that, you know, if you're comfortable with that, great, more power to you. But it doesn't have to be like that. And it doesn't have to be that every election that the main topic of conversation, at least in some stage of the debate, is who's going to pay for prescription drugs. That's okay. It would be better to think, how are we going to start improving the health of our population? How are we going to start making people feel better and not be so dependent on one industry in order to live their lives. So that's the basis of today's show. I hope that is something that may interest you, because that's what I'm going to be talking about anyway. So let's try to make the best of it. As I said, 40 years ago, while I was testing for medical school in 10th grade, I was already on 5 prescription medications year-round and half a dozen, if not more, over-the-counters on a daily basis just to deal with symptoms that pretty much never went away. No matter how many pills I took every day, they'd show up again the next day. They'd be waiting for me. And this was my life. I grew up in a medical family, and you know, it was already pretty much predetermined that I was going to be a doctor. So, you know, all that machinery was well in progress. And then all of a sudden I woke up one morning and couldn't turn my head. I couldn't, you know, it wasn't the first time that I dealt with something like that. It was the first time that it wasn't directly related to some kind of crazy injury, because, you know, this was before video games, when kids' idea of fun was, you know, jumping off houses into piles of leaves. And I'm not kidding about that one. That was a trip to the emergency room. But that's what we did. You know, we ran around like crazy maniacs and caused many broken bones and trips to the emergency room and having to get stitched up here and there too. That's just what kids did back in the 70s. And so I was no different than that. Even though I did have my share of other health problems, I didn't let any of that get in the way of, you know, just being a kid and as normal as possible. And so by the time I'm 16, like I said, I'm on 5 prescription medications year round and having to take handfuls of pills every single day and still waking up with at least half a dozen symptoms, some of them disabling at times, no matter how many pills I took. So I wake up one morning, can't turn my head, and I didn't do anything crazy in the past 48 hours. So that was the first time that that happened. And it just so happens that my father ran into a chiropractor. Now, I know a good portion of the segment of the listening people listening right now, if you're in your car or if you're at your desk, are going to have a knee-jerk reaction just to that word. And I understand why. I understand that, you know, not everybody wants to get their neck twisted and cracked, you know, as many times as they can be convinced to do that for some temporary relief. That's not what I do. So let's start there. I never would feel comfortable with that myself, and I would never do that to another person unless I was trying to hurt them. So just so you know, that, you know, those like old school like Rambo and Chuck Norris movies, you see that move done when you really don't like someone. And I feel about the same way about it. We don't do that. If you've tuned into the show before, you may have, if you watch on Facebook Live, which we are simulcast on, you may have seen me actually treat Barbara live on air. And it's very different. It's just with a tiny little tap, tap, tap here and there. And it can produce some pretty amazing results. And you don't have to twist and crack. If you love that stuff, you know, more power to you. But I just need to let the overwhelming majority of people know that it's not necessary. Because I know that for a fact, personally and professionally, for the past 30 years teaching at 2 chiropractic colleges, and 30 years of excellent results for my patients. I kind of know what I'm talking about when it comes to this, at least. This is my one thing that I do feel pretty comfortable about talking about on an expert level. And, you know, I'm sometimes paid to do that in court. So what that means is you may not have to have lots and lots of pills just to wake up feeling pretty good. You may not have to worry about, well, what am I going to pay for? Am I going to pay for my pills or my food this month? That's one of those political campaign heartstring infomercials out there where the poor lady can't decide whether she's going to buy food or her prescription. And, you know, that kind of forces the question of, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't be have to make that choice. I agree, but the choice should be you shouldn't need the pills. You should, you know, be healthy like so many countries in the world are doing a better job at without having to spend their money on daily medication. I've also brought up on other shows that we, for the past 80 years, most of the established countries that you know about, 50 countries, give or take, maybe more than that, I can't name them all, but they have been keeping track of who's taking care of their people, who spends more on healthcare, how many babies survive the first year, how long do people live, men or and women, and what is their quality of life? A bunch of different statistics have been tracked by worldwide organization to see, you know, who's doing a good job of it, and who should we model let's say a global healthcare plan after. United States doesn't rank that well in that grouping. We have not been in the top 50 for some while. There's 50 countries doing a better job at it. And, you know, the argument is that, well, we have the best healthcare system on the planet. And that may be true because we are so ridiculously overpriced. It attracts the best physicians from around the world to come work here so that they can send money back to wherever their family actually lives, or maybe bring them here and enjoy this lifestyle. But as far as the average person is concerned, we're not doing such a great job at keeping you and I healthy, because we may never have access to those very expensive doctors based on our economy right now. So the real benefit is that maybe you wake up with more energy, less side effects, and being able to enjoy your life. Go out and enhance your quality of life is the tagline of this show. Enhance your quality of life. Go out there and be able to spend time with your grandkids, with your pets. Take the dog for a walk without, you know, having crippling pain in your feet, your knees, your hips, your low back, your neck, shoulders. It's possible, and it doesn't require, like I said, handfuls of drugs to do that. So the most common objection is, well, it's just easier to take a pill. And I get that, but what's the real cost? I lived that way for the first 15 years of my life, and it seemed like it was just trading one symptom for a different side effect, and it just went on and on like that. And there's no, you know, big reveal on this. It's actually common, you know, well, this drug you need to take this for pain relief, but it's going to cause some kind of digestive problem. So we need to give you something for that digestive problem as well. Or sometimes it's handled that way, or sometimes it, you don't know until it's, you know, after the fact and you're dealing with it. Barbara has said on air a couple of times that, you know, she was being treated for arthritis and the treatment actually wound up giving her cancer. I don't think that's a fair trade. So we have a different approach. First is understanding that what is the real cost of that temporary relief that you may so desperately need? And if a medication, whether it be over-the-counter or even a natural supplement, and hopefully we'll have some time to get to that, but I always run out of show before I run out of information. Even a natural supplement or a prescription medication, I'm not against any of it. I just want people to feel better. And if they can do that without having to be on a handful of pills every day, wouldn't that be a beautiful thing for everybody? I know it is for me, and it changed my life so bad that it changed my life so much that I totally changed career paths, and I could have had a much easier ride if I did follow through and become a medical doctor. But that wasn't in the cards, and it wasn't because I wasn't qualified. Johns Hopkins was very interested in me. I just found something that I liked a whole lot better. And when I saw it work for me, I knew what kind of doctor I was going to be. So the number one, I said I was going to share three best kept secrets. Number one is focus on the cause. A little interesting tidbit. I feed a lot of crows every morning. The crowd always grows. I now have about half a dozen ravens, which are beautiful. I mean, they're essentially black eagles. They're huge, especially this time of year. They just look great sitting on my wall. And then as many as two dozen crows that I feed every morning, and it's just amazing. I love it. I actually feed them dog food, but that was a crazy little piece of information. But the reason I said that is because I feel like I always, for the past 40 years, I have a crow sitting on either shoulder, like, you know, in those movies, the angel and the devil. But instead, I've got these two crows, and they're always, cause, 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 right? So I focus on the cause, instead of, and that's important, instead of just focusing on the effect. So the point being, if I ever get to it, is focusing on the cause can be such an amazing tool in your own personal health. Because so much in every aspect of our lives is distracting us and just focusing on the effects and never really getting down to the cause. And it has... certainly had its effect on healthcare, because nearly every answer to every problem out there is something that is going to treat an effect, aches and pains. Let's just take arthritis for a second. People think, well, arthritis is a chronic disease, and it is, you know, certainly treatable. You can take anti-inflammatories, or some people even need chemotherapy for it. But that arthritis, while considered and, you know, very in the system as a disease process, it's often not a cause. It's an effect. It's an effect of either something wrong in your immune system or your digestive system or your musculoskeletal system that is causing the joints to break down in a way that they're not necessarily made for. I prefer to focus on the cause and try to track that down and not just skim the surface, look at, okay, well, what is the effect? And let's just keep treating that effect, because when we get back from the break, I'll tell you how that is just chasing your tail and guarantees a lifetime of continuous putting out fires instead of actually building the life that you deserve and you work for every single day. You're listening to the Senior Hour on KHTS FM 98.1, AM 1220, and hometownstation.com. Will you still feed me when I'm 64? You're listening to the Senior Hour on KHTS FM 98.1, AM 1220, and hometownstation.com. I'm your host today, Dr. Thomas Pilecki. I'm sitting in for Gene and Barbara, who are taking a well-earned break. And we're talking about something that most of us know about, and that's chronic pain. And in the first segment, I covered some bases. Just a quick recap. It may not be necessary to take handfuls of pills every day to deal with your chronic pain. And most people don't even realize that just because you can buy something at a gas station, something like, I can't use the brand names because I don't want to be sued, but products that contain aspirin or acetaminophen or ibuprofen, well, I can get it at the gas station. I mean, it must be safe. I don't need a prescription for it. They don't realize that thousands of people die every year from taking it as directed, not intentionally overdosing or doing anything crazy with it, and 10 times that wind up with a trip to the emergency room. They just don't believe that that's true, but it's not a secret. The information's out there. It's just not, you know, the leading news story every night for whatever reason. But I'd like to talk to you about the three best kept secrets on natural pain relief. It's been my passion for the past 40 years. I am an absolute egghead geek. And it's personal. I found out the hard way because I was on 5 prescription medications year round, handfuls of anti-inflammatory and other over-the-counter medications on a daily basis, and I still had daily symptoms, sometimes escalating into actual medical emergencies. But when I was testing for Johns Hopkins Medical School, not too much pressure there in 10th grade, I discovered something completely different, and it changed the course of my life. And I have been living without drugs of any kind now for 40 years. So I know a thing or two about this. It's not just theory. It's not just some kind of sales pitch or anything like that. It's how I live my life on a daily basis. And I'm telling you right now, it's possible. I know this for a fact. I'm not telling anybody to stop taking any prescribed medications. Of course, no one would be that crazy. But I want to let you know that if you are not happy with taking even just, let's say, Aleve every day, there are options out there. Unfortunately, you're not going to hear about it. You're not going to hear about it on your favorite TV show. You're not going to hear about it on the news. You're not going to hear about it in pretty much anywhere else except for somewhere special like KHTS Senior Hour. And I get the opportunity, thanks to my good friends, Carl and Jerry Cerati Goldman, to have this platform and share this kind of information to the people who need it the most, the people who are maybe in daily chronic pain, and maybe some of them aren't thrilled with the prospect of trading a symptom for a side effect on an ongoing, never-ending basis. So I promise that my three best-kept secrets of natural pain relief. Number one was focus on the cause. And that's important because if you don't, if you just treat the symptoms, you never get to the real answer, and you're just going to keep treating symptom after symptom after symptom after symptom. And you would think, well, that's just common sense. No doctor recommends that I just treat symptoms. They do all the tests. They find the problem, and they prescribe me the right medication. Maybe that's a distinct possibility, but from a functional point of view, and this is the number two best kept secret, from a functional point of view, we dive a little bit deeper than the common diagnosis, which let's stick with the theme that we started in the first segment, arthritis. Arthritis is a diagnosis, is a recognized disease, is a treatable service in any doctor's office, but it may not be the cause. It may just be a symptom. The real cause may be something in your digestive system. It may be something in the way your muscles pull on a joint. It may be something in the joint surface itself. There may be a structural alignment issue in the joint, some kind of abnormal stress on that joint, whether it be chemical or physical, that is causing that joint to break down prematurely. So the real benefit of looking past the easy answer, which is, oh, you have pain in your joint. Oh, it's hot. Oh, it hurts when you move it. Okay, it's arthritis. Here's some anti-inflammatory to deal with that. Oh, that's not good enough. We're going to put you on a stronger anti-inflammatory. Oh, that's not good enough. We're going to send you to a rheumatologist and put you on some kind of chemotherapy. Because the trade-offs for the side effects get increasingly and increasingly worse in that path. Some people are fine with that and they trust that. And I'm not about to change anybody's mind who wants that. That's okay. Really, it's none of my business. But the people who don't want that, that's who I'd like to let know that there is an option. There's an option out there. And I use the house on fire analogy for this. So when you focus on function, you're not going around and taking the batteries out of the smoke detectors, because that's the way I look at treating symptoms. The pain is there for a reason. It's an alarm, and just taking the battery out of the smoke detector is not a great strategy as far as I'm concerned. So the real issue is, first of all, find the fire. What is the real cause? And extinguish that fire. And then you need to start cleaning up the damage from the fire and from whatever damage was caused by putting out the fire, so to speak. And so detoxification, enhancing and optimizing detoxification pathways, because there may be some damage in the digestive tract. There may be some damage in the liver, in the kidneys, in the intestines, just from common over-the-counter anti-inflammatory use as directed. So we've got to clean up that damage, repair some of that, clean up the system, optimize your natural detoxification processes that pretty much every anti-inflammatory hammers, in a very bad way. And then, give your body, rebuild the damage from the fire, put out the fire, clean up the damage, and then start rebuilding. And the rebuild process, you know, you got to give the raw materials. You got to give your body quality nutrition. Sometimes that can be done with food alone, depending on how good your diet is or isn't. Especially, I know as we get older, it gets more and more important to have convenience over, you know, quality sometimes. I still cook from scratch nearly everything, and I understand the convenience. Occasionally I do pop a box in the microwave, but I know that that is convenience over quality, and you got to make that judgment call. But know that if you do, because when I do, you know, I know what supplements to take in order to mitigate that convenience over quality. And I have patients come in because part of my practice, I don't ever twist or crack anybody, but part of my practice is, okay, so you have these aches and pains. I understand. You're willing to make some changes on your diet. By the way, do you take supplements? And overwhelmingly, the answer is, well, yeah. And I'm like, okay, would you mind bringing them in so I can take a look at them? If there's any way that we can do a better job at it, I'd like the opportunity to show you what, you know, what that's all about. And it's a lot of times people come in with a shopping bag full of supplements. And when I ask them, okay, what, you know, do you, what's this one for? And they don't even know, you know, like they just, somebody tells them, nobody explains it. They, just are sold on something, from somebody. Who cares? And maybe they know and maybe they don't. It's okay. But all of a sudden, they have a shopping bag full of stuff that they don't even know what they're taking for. And more often than not, we're able to consolidate. We're able to isolate. We're able to do a better job, even with a much higher quality product, at and save them some money because they're not taking a bunch of stuff that doesn't work and isn't even appropriate for them or duplicated in many different products. So that's the gist of putting out the fire, cleaning up the damage from the fire, and then replacing, repairing, rebuilding with the proper nutrition. The number three biggest problem out there is I can't even read my own notes. we're going to skip number three for right now. So the key here is to save some money, and if at all possible, free you up from having to take medications every day that may or may not be helping. That's not what this is about, but it certainly, if you want an option to not have to take pills every day, the answer is focusing on, you know, taking care of yourself. Doing self-care, eating right, and getting enough sleep, and drinking enough water, and doing some moderate exercise every day. And I understand that some people are not going to necessarily be out running. Maybe walking isn't even an option for everyone. But some moderate exercise. I used to teach classes at senior facilities for, and some people couldn't even get out of the wheelchair, but I got them 20 minutes of moderate exercise. It can be done. And there's a lot of great information out there. You can YouTube functional exercises and custom tailor it to your own individual unique situation. And we can help you do that. The second largest objection that I get is, well, is my Medicare going to pay for that? I don't know. Because there's a lot of different options in Medicare. And some people have it from government issues. Some people's Medicare benefits are managed by some kind of other organization. So I am not an insurance expert by any means, but just the savings that we have for things like vitamins, which are not covered by Medicare, often covers, and not just the savings financially, but the real cost of having to deal with all of that and still wake up in pain every morning and not have the energy to go out and take the dog for the walk or play with your grandchildren. Or and what really, really gets my Jersey. I'm from Jersey. So sometimes it comes out. And what really gets that rawness out of me is these people are often preyed on by these the gizmos, gadgets that they see either on late night TV or in their feed of their social media that are really just predatory and don't give the results that they're looking for. So what I've done is create a free consultation. The consultations are never covered by Medicare, so I don't have to worry about breaking any of those laws. There's no obligation for care, but people can come in and talk to someone who's not going to try to sell them some new pill or some new gadget. Just try to see if we can help you get better. Again, naturally, without any medication or drug interventions, so that you can see for yourself, maybe even save you a whole lot of money, but more importantly, free you up to enjoy your life in retirement and be able to spend that quality time with friends and family for as long as we have to, you know, not have to trade one side effect for a symptom on an ongoing basis. The thing is, I never know where the law is going. We may have to take this whole thing down as without any notice whatsoever. But right now, if you call the office, 661-753-9340, and I'll say that again slow because I hate when people speed through a number, 661-753-9340. We'll see what we can do to get you in for that free consultation and maybe give you some freedom back. You're listening to the Senior Hour, KHTS, FM 98.1, AM 1220, and hometownstation.com. Will you still feed me when I'm 64? You're listening to the Senior Hour, KHTS, FM 98.1, AM 1220, and hometownstation.com. I'm your host for the day. Dr. Gene Dorio and Barbara Cochran are taking a well-earned break. We've been talking about chronic pain, and more importantly, natural pain relief options out there that you're not going to get anywhere else. You're certainly not going to see it on the headline news and or in any magazine or anything like that because it just doesn't work like that. But that has been my passion for the past 40 years. In the first two segments, a quick recap, because we are down to the last few minutes of the show. Doesn't have to be like that. I found out 40 years ago while testing for medical school that there is an option outside of gobbling handfuls of pills every day and still having symptoms and often trading worse side effects for your current symptoms on a just revolving door basis. That's how I lived the first 15 years of my life. And then I found something completely different. And now I have a very different way of helping people find lasting relief without drugs or surgery. And it's what I've dedicated the past 40 years to. The top three secrets. So you get all the juicy stuff in a very quick synopsis is focus on the cause of the problem and not just treating the effects of a problem. And that I know that sounds oversimplified, but it really is the best strategy. Symptom management, just taking pain relief, pain management, and thinking that, well, you can't do anything about arthritis. Arthritis is an incurable chronic disease that there's no answer to. I just have to take this medication. Well, in some cases, I'm sure that's true, but it's not for me, and it's not for a lot of my patients. So there is a possibility out there. I'm not saying it's right for everybody. There's no one size fits all answer to any health condition out there, especially chronic pain. But if there is a way to deal with things naturally and address them from a functional point of view, restoring function instead of just constantly trying to cover up your body's warning signs about the problem, I think is a better strategy. If that's a thing for you, if you're interested in that kind of a process and you're, for whatever reason, you're not so interested in just taking more and more medication all the time, we can help. And I'd like to see what we can do for you. If nothing else, put you on the right path to an appropriate self-care program. What kind of diet is going to do the best for you instead of just trial and error on facing, trying to do the most recent fad diet? Some of them are just not okay for the senior population, and it may actually cause you some very serious health issues if you attempt any of these diets without some professional help about, you know, what are the nutritional ramifications of this. You may benefit from some supplements, and we may have a more economical answer using high quality supplements instead of just finding the best bargain for bulk. There is a difference in that too. So it's diet, it's nutrition, it's, you know, really paying attention to how you sleep, when you sleep, and getting some moderate exercise. Literally, even if you can't walk, you can do 20 minutes of moderate exercise, and we can help show you how. So my call to you is, give me a call, 661-753-9340. Let's schedule you for a free consultation. It's never covered by Medicare, and there's no obligation for further care. The number, once again, is 661-753-9340. Now, I can't get into all the results that I've had, but you can Google me, Dr. Thomas Pawlucky. I can't share, you know, that information's protected by law, but people write testimonials for me all the time. You can take a look at my Google reviews, and I can't get into how, we may be able to help you. There's no one-size-fits-all answer, but even if it just comes down to giving you some advice on how to take care of yourself better at home, I'm happy to do that for you. Again, no obligation for any further treatment. 661-753-9340 is the way you get hold of me. You've been listening to the Senior Hour on KHTS FM 98.1 AM 1220 and your hometownstation.com.